K-State Nation, another episode of the Purple Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. K-State University out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of the Wildcats. Yep, women's soccer had their schedule announced, revealed earlier this week. And obviously, if you have not been tapped into this podcast or been staying in and out of women's soccer, of course, a new era will officially begin for Colleen Corbin and this KC women's soccer team in the fall. Officially, see me see if I have the exact date. The official beginning of the new era, August 2nd, when, actually, no, hold on a second. That's preseason. So preseason, hold on. I'll get to the big sentence here in a minute. So obviously, yeah, still preseason games against Missouri State, August 2nd, and then go again with Missouri preseason soccer Wednesday, August 6th. So you're gonna have two preseason games here, and right, yeah, we're gonna get into reschedule right now. So in the official, I know they have women's spring soccer going on right now. That has been going on for the last several weeks, and we still don't know the results, but all I can go off of is pictures off Instagram or social. These girls have a lot of fun right now under new coach Colleen Corbin and the new staff, of course. We've mentioned their staff a while back. So, again, I know we've covered this. Is a lot. We got a lot of episodes on here, so you can feel free to go back, scroll, and choose download, listen to all of them, if you will. But yeah, the official era, new era of KC women's soccer begins August 14th on Thursday night when the KC opens up against Oral Roberts, and that's going to be first head coach Corbin's first K-State home game, and I'm going to go right down to it here. Let me see. Yeah, so looks like a schedule of, let me see, 5, 10, 15, 20 games on here that I'm looking at for KC women's soccer. Obviously begins with a two-game homestand with Oral Roberts and Portland State. I think that's on a Sunday, yeah, on the 17th day in the first road game. And it's going to be four of them for K-State. They're headlining by, I'm just going to go fast forward a little bit because I'm not going to go over the whole thing here. Highlighted by Nebraska on September 7th there as well. And, of course, you're coming, you got Colorado College. Let me see. Yeah, Colorado College there. That's a home game at Bucer, September 11th there. And then you're going back on the road to play Colorado on the 18th. And then you got conference games. Conference games don't start for K-State until September 25th when you have TCU come to Bucer Family Park. And then you have Baylor on the 28th there as well. So you have two games there. And then, and I'm just going to go over this Big 12 schedule here then, because you're going to Lawrence to play Kansas, KU, and then UCF. You got to travel to UCF to play them, Oklahoma State. That is October 10th. So respectively, KU the 2nd, UCF, you're going against them the 5th, and then Oklahoma State. That is a tough stretch right there. And you're coming back home on October 16th to play Cincinnati in West Virginia. And West Virginia is on the 19th of October. Houston at Houston on the 23rd. That Texas road swing to end the year with Houston and Texas Tech, 23rd and 26th of October, respectively. And then your regular season finale against Iowa State on the 30th, the day before Halloween. So I know I didn't announce part of the schedule, went right to the Big 12 schedule. So the dates of no there, both preseason games are away from Bucer Family Park. And then you have your season opener against Oral Roberts on the 14th. That, K-State Nation, go ahead and circle that one. Colleen Corbin, the official, new era of K-State women's soccer begins on the 14th right there. As well, and a couple of non-con games. Colorado there, the 18th there. Nebraska on September 7th. Harvard, the first day of September. I'm going backwards here. And then UMass Lowell on the 28th. And then, of course, yeah, South Dakota on the 21st. We pretty much announced everything there. So go purchase tickets. Well, on KC Sports, did I just tell you to direct order again? So yeah, feel free, go on there. Obviously, this team's having a lot of fun right now. It's course of spring season right now. But this team having a lot of fun right now. I don't think I remember Coach Mike DeBeanie doing this. I don't know, but Colin Corbin getting this team right off the bat. And look, this team needs to take a step forward, take the next couple steps. This team needs to turn around and be a not necessarily they're competitive. They were, but they've been on a lopsided losses, too much of 1-0 losses or 2-1. This team now has its foundation built. Big thanks to Mike DeBeanie. Mike DeBeanie's got to get a lot of credit because he got a lot of leash there. A lot of credit. Give him a lot of credit and a lot of leash, especially later in his coaching career at K-State. Now, this team, this program, Gene Taylor's latest hire, Colin Corbin, the new head coach of women's soccer, they need to take it. I've been saying it, and I'm probably going to continue to say it until I see the results. Take it, and Colin Corbin comes from a winning background, and she played, and she's a former player. So, again, this team needs to take its next steps forward, and that is turn these 1-0s into losses into 2 wins or score more, put the ball in the net, and win. This team needs now learn how to win and win consistently. That's the next thing. And be, and that's, they're already competitive, but they need to start winning more matches. Mary, and turn this thing around and now take the next steps there to build this into a contender. Not only that, but much more consistent winner. And that's the next step. That's the mission that Colin Corbin and this and her staff have in front of them. And exciting to see. Excitement for K-State sports and this fan base that loves soccer. So you already have this nice brand of stadium, which still is new. Music Family Park. I think that's the name of Keith. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. But anyways, that's the schedule panning out for K-State women's soccer later on this fall. Preseason games, you're still going to have those like usual. Both away from Manhattan, and then your first official game on the 14th, August 14th against Oral Roberts. And let me see if they have this time announced. Yes, they do. So this 7 o'clock prime time under the lights in Manhattan, Kansas, Oral Roberts opens up Colin Corbin's tenure officially at Kansas State. I cannot wait to see what this team has in store for us later on this fall. That is the 2025 schedule release, officially, that came out early this week for K-State Women's Soccer. For a project podcast, all things K-State sports you can get, where a podcast found free and available daily. I have a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your very first time with this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. Again, remember, subscribe, like, do what you do, and make sure you hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily of this podcast. Yes, I mean daily. Y'all be first to know about it. Second thing, me and Alex A will be recorded on Monday night to give y'all fresh content. Finally, after a few weeks, Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. And why not tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pearl Project Podcast? Well, that's a student, alum, big K-State fan, a long time K-State fan. Y'all know the drill of this podcast. That's going to do it for this Women's Golf. Not Women's Golf. Oh, my goodness. I got Women's Golf on the brain. Speaking of which, Women's Golf, they will find out if they're going to regionals this upcoming Wednesday. So let's keep that in mind as well. I'll probably remind y'all definitely early this week before that comes. That's a big day. And obviously, Women's Golf coming off of Sophie Burt winning the Big 12 Championship. And the Cats, furious rally to finish in the top 5. That might have gotten them a spot in the regionals. We'll have to see about that on Wednesday. We'll know about it by the time I get off work or when I'm done with the PT. But that's going to do it for right now. And that's another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. It is Pearl Project Podcast. Oh, darn it. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. K-State with soccer. The official beginning new era of K-State soccer beginning August 14th.